welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Our topic this week is about the difference between cover and concealment. But before we jump in, we'll first hear a tip from our partner, Kristen Beck at kristensguide.com. Turn your yard into a productive garden by growing fruits, vegetables, beans, and grains. You'll save money, get some exercise in the sunshine, and have a source of food even when the grocery stores are closed or inaccessible during emergencies. Kristen's Guide has a new section on gardening. Now, we've all seen movies where the law enforcement speeds up with their sirens blaring, they jump out of their cruisers and crouch down behind their doors and aim their guns at the armed criminals trying to make their escape. The thing is, the car doors those officers are hiding behind are not reinforced. They offer no protection against bullets. None. Nada. The bullets will whiz right through those things as if they were made of cardboard. Those car doors offer no cover at all. What they offer is merely concealment. And most people, and even trained law enforcement, often get those two concepts confused. So let's define those two terms, cover and concealment. Cover is some sort of protection. It's a physical barrier that will protect you if you hide behind it. If it's good cover, it'll even stop or deflect bullets. Concealment is merely something that hides you. It prevents the person on the other side from seeing where you are or obscures your position. It offers no protection other than that of stealth, and stealth doesn't stop bullets. So here are some common things that people think are cover that are merely concealment. Car doors, which we already covered. Interior walls of your house. Drywall and sheetrock will not stop bullets. Interior walls of nearly any office building. Now, these walls are made for sound dampening, not protection. And trees. Unless you're behind a great oak or a giant sequoia, trees aren't going to stop very much. Here's a list of some items that can offer some sort of protective cover. The engine compartment of your car. That engine block sitting in that engine compartment is a huge chunk of metal and will stop most bullets. Water. Now, water can be an effective source of cover if you can hold your breath long enough and not drown in the swift currents. You know, more than 6 inches of water can slow and warp bullets. And the Mythbusters, which is a TV show on the Discovery Channel, did a fantastic episode on this. Brick walls and concrete walls, although some of the military rounds can penetrate brick and concrete. And dirt. Foxholes and sandbags work for a reason. And good old dirt is actually a pretty good protective cover. But of course, it has to be of a reasonable thickness. And of course, every situation is different, and what may work in one case may not work in another. So as always, you need to use your best judgment. The whole point of this episode is that you never know where you might be when you find yourself in a position to need to find cover quickly. A political rally could go wrong and the police or the protesters could start throwing things or shooting. You could be walking down the street and stumble into the middle of an armed robbery. You could be in the wrong place at the wrong time during a gang shooting or a drive-by. How about carjacking in the next lane to yours on the road? What about that armed home invader? And of course, there could be a terrorist attack at any time or any place. If you're looking for some place to protect yourself or your loved ones from projectiles, you need to know and understand the difference between cover and concealment. It could save your life. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.